Three things you must consider: your time value, what you are worth an hour, not necessarily what you're making now. So let me put that in a frame of reference. What you're making now is great, part of the equation, but the other part of the equation is how much opportunity cost are you missing out because you didn't do whatever you just wrote down on the last page. So let me give you a real world example of that. Some of you may have heard this from the boot camp. We, Dylan and I and Gail usually eat at a place that makes pitas, and they're pretty extreme. It's a pretty cool place to go. And every time we walk in there, it seems the owner is back there making the pitas on the grill. And they're great pitas, by the way. Man, they're just awesome. And what's interesting about it is every time we go in there, it's 20, maybe 30% full. Even at lunchtime, I'm like, okay, he's making the pitas. How much do you think he could pay someone to make the pitas? $10 an hour? Okay. $10 an hour. But he's making the pitas. I've never asked him, but I think here's the problem. He doesn't believe in his mind that someone can make a pita as good as he can, so he's not leaving the grill. Right? And he did the math probably on what he makes an hour. Got that part right. The part he's leaving out is how much opportunity am I missing because I'm making the pita. Want to hear the rest of the story? Within, I wish the blinds were open, I can point out, but within 50 to 100 feet of his place, there is at least three or four medical complexes. Last time I checked, physicians and outpatient centers have people going in and out all day long, right? Within 50 to 100 feet of this restaurant that he is standing back there making the pita, because he doesn't believe anyone can make a pita better than him, there are at least three banks. Last time I checked, there's people coming in out of banks all day long as they're open, right? So the opportunity cost for him is fill in the blank if he would simply remove himself from the $10 an hour work and go out there and say at the medical complex, hey, how you doing? Hey, my name's Billy, and I have a pita place over here. I just want to give you a gift. Here's a free pita. You know, here's a ticket. Come get the free pita.
Oh my God, that's so
good. Or maybe stand over here at the bank and say, you know, I know you're heading out. Or even better, go talk to the bank owner and buy lunch for everyone in the bank. Like, he should take his pitas over to the bank for lunch one day and give them to everybody in there. When's the busiest time for a bank? Two times. At lunch? At opening time and lunch. Imagine that. You are all bank employees. I don't have any time to give you a free lunch because I'm doing what? Making pitas. But imagine, fast forward, if I took myself away from the grill, let somebody for $10 an hour come in, make a pita 80%, how much?
80%.
As good as me. And let me go over to the bank and say, Captain, Doug, Galen, Mark, you know what? I'm going to cater lunch for everybody here today. All right? You guys are great. You're my neighbor. I'm right across the street. Everybody gets free pitas. Fast forward a week. What's the busiest time? Second busiest time at the bank is lunchtime. Discussions are always happening in the banks. I know Gil and I talk about it all the time. Like, we're planning our meals like three ahead. Like, we're having breakfast. She's already like, what are we having for dinner? So next time somebody's talking in line, they say, we're going to go for lunch. You know what? Hey, just real quick. We ate, you know, I just heard you talking about where you should go for lunch. You know, try that pita place over there. What's the opportunity cost if that happens five times a week? Times 52 weeks. And I did the math. Times $8.75. For a pita.
You already did it?
Well, I want you to do it for the group.
Okay.
$8.75 for the pita.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it happens, what, once a day, we said, times 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
Times how many weeks in a year? 52?
52.
It's okay, I'm going to get a
$2,275.
How much?
$2,275.
Does that pay?
Oh, God.
Does that pay rent for 1 month? He ain't never going to get more rent paid standing behind the grill. See the opportunity cost there? All right. Elaine, you ready for a hug yet? You're doing okay. No, you stand there. You're good. All right, here we go. Here we go. We're going to get... The good news is you're going to walk out here and we're going to have it together. It's going to be much better. So just remember, standing at the pita grill, you just lost that second. You just lost that minute. You just lost that hour. You just lost that day. You just lost that week. You just lost that month. More importantly, you just lost a year which would have paid your rent for 1 month. Okay? Opportunity cost is very important. There's always room for improvement. You have to know where to look. You have to know where to look for it. And when we fast forward here, Wouldn't it be great? Let me ask you this. If you had how many employees? 15?
16.
Who else has a few employees? 2 or 3?
Yeah, 2.
If 80% of them walked in thinking and acting like an owner like you do, do you think you could possibly have them find their own improvements? And in most cases, why they won't do it is they're afraid. If I make it better, and it's taking me 6 hours a week to do this, they may let me go because they don't need me anymore. Yeah, they're not thinking like an owner. And maybe you haven't set the expectation that you want them to think like an owner. So we're going to drill into that as well. So we're going to do a quick quiz, and I'm going to give you a five-minute break. So here's the quiz. In your book, you can just circle the answers as we go through. At the end of a very busy day working, most of the time you feel A, tired and dissatisfied, or just feel tired and satisfied. Number two, when you feel overwhelmed and worried, you get focused and get the work done the best you can, or you get others to help you. When it comes to getting your stuff done, which is most correct about you? You're better at what you're doing than someone else, so it's better if you just do it yourself. PETAs. You find other people who can get the job done. Which one's you? Circle one. Think of your personal life. Which sentence most accurately describes your weekends? I have plenty of time for myself. Or the majority of my time is spent running errands. That should have been continued. The majority of my time is spent running errands because I didn't get done what I was supposed to do during the week. That's what that's supposed to say. Number five, when you're upset or angry with someone on your team or a vendor that you deal with, you're most likely to have a discussion with them about what has made you angry or just leave things alone until they blow over. Number six, when you're working and it begins to get very chaotic, you are very aware of time passing or you lose track of time. Next one, number seven, track your time over the next 2 weeks in 15-minute increments. What are you spending your time on? Warning, when you do this, this could be a very moving experience for some of you if you're not doing it already. So you should do it, but just be prepared. You need to like buckle yourself in and put the seatbelt really tight like you're ready for takeoff on the plane for my friends in the corner, because it could be a jolting experience as the plane takes off the ground, okay? Do you spend your time on personal and business? Is it a good balance? Don't know, but you should find out. Then total your business hours by category. So how much time did you spend in the last 2 weeks doing X, doing Y, doing A, doing B, doing C? That's the as is, right? That's as is today. This is what's happening as is today. Then you look at what your can be is, what you're thinking you should be doing, and that's called a gap. And then we have to fix that moving forward. But the good news is once you do it for 2 weeks, at least you know where you're at and you already know where you want to go. So it's easy for you to implement some things to really get you back on track around your time. When I work with my clients one-on-one, this is another exercise they do before I get there with every team member. And I never used to do it that way. I'll just kind of tell you how I usually do it. I kind of go there and then I talk to them about this. But what I realized was this: if someone solves their own problem, they're more willing to implement it as compared to some guy coming in from 2,000 miles away telling, you agree? So it's the same thing with, I'll tell you the story later about Dylan and Kevin when I first started mailing speaking brochures. I'll tell you the whole story, but I'll give you a quick summary now. They used to do my stamps and my wafer tabs on my brochures. Okay, they used to do that for me. But back to, and I'll finish the story later today on that. Then I want you to go back through after, then I want them to go back through before I get there, and they look at their own time, and by the time I show up, they're already saying things like, I never realized. Boy, if I would have only known. Now, do you care if I tell them what they should be doing, or if they figure it out on their own? As long as the result's there, right? But that's the most eye-opening experience for my one-on-ones, is this exercise here. There's a lot of them, but that's a key one that we dive into. Number eight, review your last 60 days of business expenses. Where's your money going? Having piles of stuff in my office makes me feel, fill in the blank, you write it in. My interpretation is disorganization equals dissatisfaction. If you're disorganized to some level, you have some level of dissatisfaction. Some level, whatever that is for you. Number 10, I want to be organized because, and I'm going to spend about a minute on this one. I'm going to let you guys think about that for a minute. I want to be more organized because, and if you, there's always room for improvement as we talked about, but if I can improve and I really could be more organized, I want to do that because fill in the blank. What would that mean to you? Whatever that is, just write the one, two sentences or one or two words there, whatever that is for you. Okay, very good. Let me put my marker here. We're going to take a 5-minute break. So, is everybody back? I'm sorry, I could start teaching again. Okay, so we're good. I'm sorry, I was waiting for somebody. Okay, so that, I was telling the team over here, this whole section is really designed to, because we're in a safe zone, we never have time, nor do we make time to ever do this kind of math. So some of these exercises for some of us may seem common sense and elementary, but what it starts to do is to start getting you to think. The next time you're ready to just pick up that phone and you realize it takes you 5 minutes and you do that 5 times a day, that's 30 minutes. My buddy David, who was sitting here yesterday, David could have used that 30 minutes to go ahead and get his outline done so he can start producing $100,000 a year in his home study program. All right, so we're going to do one more exercise here, and do you want to continue being the community calculator, or do you want to delegate? You want to do it?
It's fine with me.
Okay, so let's do this one. So, is it okay if I use a hypothetical example?
Oh, I like hypothetical.
That hypothetically may have happened with a client, that hypothetically I may have coached in the past. Just hypothetically. Okay, so I'll walk you through, hypothetically, what the situation looks like. So we have a company that does fill in the blank, and what happens is, as part of the sales process, is we have a person who comes into our office, and as the salesperson, who wants to play? Anybody want to play right now? Want to play? Anybody want to play? Who's going to play? Flip a coin. Call it.
I'll be the salesperson.
Okay. But actually, you're not going to be the salesperson. I'm going to be the salesperson. You're going to be the prospect. Okay. So Elaine comes into the office. I'm the salesperson. And as a salesperson, as any good salesperson would, as during our discussion, I'm taking notes on what you're telling me, correct?
Yeah.
So play this out. The discussion is about 30 minutes long. And I'm taking notes based on what we're talking about, right? And now you leave. You go on your way. And I, as the salesperson, take this piece of paper that I just wrote the notes on, and I give it to the executive assistant, and hypothetically, I say, take this and transcribe it, type it up in a Word document, and take care of it for me. Sounds pretty reasonable so far. Hypothetically, this happens 5 times a day. 5 clients come in. As a salesperson, I interview 5 clients. I take 5 sets of notes. I do this 5 times a day. Everybody with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward. The person who's typing up the notes, let's just hypothetically say that it takes them about 20 minutes to retype this. Everybody with me so far? And that happens how many times a day?
5.
Okay, so let's
that's 100 minutes.
All right, you follow me? 100 minutes. All right, so 100 minutes so far. How many working days in a week?
7.
Working days is 5. And I thought I was crashing on time. You and I will share a Mountain Dew. So the math on 5 working days times
is
500, and just to make sure I'm about right on this, 500 minutes, right?
8.3 hours.
So 8.3 hours a week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're not done yet. Okay, so 8.3 hours a week. Everybody with me on that? So the question that the high-priced consultant, hypothetically, would just have to ask, if it's taking 1 day out of 5, right, about 20%, anybody with me on that? About 20% of this hypothetical person's time to rekey these notes into the system, right? So 20% of their time is spent doing this. The hypothetically, the question that needs to be asked is what? Anybody? What are we doing with those notes? Fair question. I'm expecting an answer of, we're analyzing the words, we're putting it into a database, we're looking for trends, something I'm looking for.
Well, follow up.
Okay, so the question was asked, and we are simply putting them into the Word document because, hypothetically, when she comes back for her second appointment,
somebody will...
I need to be able to know what we talked about. Sounds logical for some of us. But when you peel back the onion and the question is asked, excuse me, who is reading the notes? Well, it's the same salesperson who had the first discussion. Let me see if I got this right. I am writing my notes as a salesperson, and I'm giving it to someone hypothetically to retype it, so in a month someone can print it off the computer and I can have it, which makes a lot of sense, in front of me to review. But what didn't make sense to the hypothetical person who may have been in the situation was, but that's 20% of this person's time. Okay, everybody with me so far? Mm-hmm. All right, so to save myself time, I saved my notes from the last session. So let me just walk you through what we've done so far. We started with 5 clients times 20 minutes, which was 100 minutes a day, correct? Times 5 days gave us the 500. We divide that by 60 minutes, it gave us 8.33 hours. Just for fun, let's say it wasn't 8 hours a day. Let's just say it was only 4 hours, okay? Times the 50 weeks gives us 200 hours a year. Everybody with me on the math? 200 hours of a year. 2,000 hour work hours in a year. 200 of them, of this pie, was based on, hypothetically, rekeying. So let me ask you a question. If this was your situation, what would you do with an extra 200 hours of someone's time? Anyone not have an idea what you could potentially do with 200 hours of time, whether it's your own or whether it's someone that works with you on your team? Remember, if I didn't explain yet, when I say team member, it is a vendor, a supplier, could be a full-time person, could be your virtual assistant. A team member in my world is somebody that's either A, interacting with you, or interacting with your customers. So does anybody need additional training on what you can do with 200 hours of extra time? Okay, because that happens after 8 o'clock tonight when we celebrate the first day. Okay, so you see where I'm going here, right? So hypothetically, this is how you self-fund a position, by the way. Take the 200 hours. Does anybody have any clients that you want, or let's say, do you have any prospects that maybe were interested in you at some time but for some reason haven't signed up to be a client and actually have not given you a dollar yet of their money? Anybody have any of those? So if it's a numbers game and I had this person, because I wouldn't know what to do with 200 hours either, but let's just say if I took some of that 200 hours and just had them make 5 phone calls a day to maybe a person I haven't talked to that was a prospect, and let's just say I made 5 phone calls a day and I did that 5 days a week, that's 25 phone calls a week times 4 weeks in a month, 100 phone calls, do you think I can get 1 out of 100 just to come and do something and possibly give me $50?
Possibly.
$100. Yeah. Why was that being done, hypothetically? Because it's the way we've
always been.
Are there some things you're doing in your business today that you've been doing for a while? So the first part of the thinking exercise is, maybe I should go find out if, hypothetically, I have 10% of my pie going someplace where that person can help self-fund their own position and actually have them pay you to work for you. How many of you want people that work for you that actually will pay you to come to the office every day?
Oh, yeah.
You see, that's the mindset there. Did you have, let me ask you a question, if I did get 1 out of 100, and let's just say for fun that your price of a home study course was $1,000 just for fun, did you have the $1,000 before?
No.
So even if you gave them 500 of it, how much are you ahead? Would you make that bet in Vegas every day, every week?
Yeah.
Same example. Now, hypothetically, if that existed in this particular company, that would be probably worth the high-paid consultant's time to come in just to find that out, right? Right? All right. Next thing I want to talk about, cover that in 2 minutes.